Ladies and gentlemen, welcome you all to Drive to HR, and I'm your host, Nisha. And I guess we have our guest on today. Hey, Taro, is that you?
Yep. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you properly. So, great. Unfortunately, we couldn't be able to talk during the pre-show, and right now we are live on air, so our audience can listen to us. So, Taro, if you can kick off the show by giving us an intro of you and what you do, it would be really great.
Sure. My name is Taro Fukama. I'm very excited to be here. I'm the CEO and co-founder of a company called AnyPerk. AnyPerk provides employee perks to companies, all the size of the companies, companies such as, you know, Cushman & Wakefield, Groupon, Informatica, those large companies, to all the way down to small companies like Pinterest, Snapchat, Square, Pondra, those companies. If you work at large companies like Google or Facebook, you can access to a lot of high-quality perks. But if you work at small companies, it's really hard to get it. That's what we help companies to get so that they can share those perks and they can make their employees happy. So that's what AnyPerk does, and I'm very excited to be here. So thanks for having me.
Great. We are delighted to have you here with us today, Taro, and look forward to learning more of the exciting news that you are about to share and exciting experience that you have gone through along the way, right? Because you have created this innovative idea of this startup through Y Combinator, and you did your demo, I think, 2.5 years ago. I saw your tweet. And then now, looking back, you are a successful organization, right? So,
thank you so much.
It is really exciting to hear how you have evolved and how you have developed as a successful organization. So why don't you give us take us back to those days, those initial days. How did this idea evolve in the first place? And you saw that, you know, there is a business right there, and that's what we need to focus on. And you did focus on, and you succeeded in that. So take us through that journey.
Sure. So it was 2.5 years ago when we got accepted to accelerator called Y Combinator, and we were thinking what we want to do for the next 10 years. And when we were searching for all the numbers and data, we found out that only 13% of employees in the world are happy to come to work every day. And then that number was really, really, like, sad for me, and, like, someone needs to solve this problem. And also, in Tokyo, where we personally grew up, there are two public companies doing the employee purse business, making more than $200 million in just Japanese market, you know, providing perks to all the size of companies in Japanese market. And in France, there's another public company. In the UK, there's also a huge company. And the US is one of the few large countries that don't have any market leader public company. And we thought, you know, there's a huge opportunity if we can be one of the companies like that. And also, I personally love, you know, getting perks and discounts or free stuff. So there's my passion about it. So for those three reasons, we decided that this is something that we want to work for the next 10 years.
Great. So perks and benefits, some of the interesting aspects in an organization to make their employees happy and productive as well. So what it is that keeping you up at night these days, or while working with your clients, what it is that keeping you up at night these days?
I think a lot of clients that we meet every single day is that they're worried about, you know, if their employees are happy, if their employees are engaged at the company, and, you know, every single day. because it's one of the hardest things for companies to measure how happy their employees are, you know, what's the next thing they should do for their employees. So that's something a lot of companies that we work with are, you know, always concerned and worried, and also, you know, thinking about what should they do like on the next day. And also, what we are very, you know, excited and what we're thinking every day is that since this is really hard for them and this is one of the biggest problems for all the companies to make sure their employees are happy, it is really challenging for us to make sure we're providing enough values and what's the extra value we can provide to make the employees happy. We are learning a lot of things from, you know, companies because we have over 3,000 customers on the platform. So we learn from company A and we can provide the information that, hey, this is what you can do to your employees at company B so that all of the companies can know and make sure to find a way to make the employees happy. And there's so many things you can do to make employees happy. So I'm like always up tonight to make sure that are we moving fast enough to make our customers and employees happy.
Great. Well, before I ask you regarding happy employees or engaged employees, I wanted to ask this specific question. How do you help these startups, organizations provide or even afford the same perk as those, some of those technology giants, technological giants, Google or Facebook or Pinterest are giving?
Oh, sorry, can you repeat the question?
How do you help those startups afford this same perks that some of the industry giants are giving?
Oh, sure. So a lot of small companies simply don't have time or, you know, or money or like enough resource to get those perks and negotiate by themselves. Google has 10 full-time employees in-house to focus on getting perks and benefits. And there's no way for, you know, 50 employee size of companies to have 10 employees focus on getting perks and benefits. But just because we work with over 3,000 customers on our platform, like we can say that, oh, we work with 3,000, you know, companies on the platform, that means we have like more than 10,000, 100,000 employees on the platform. So this is kind of like one large company like Google, and we have our own business development team whose everyday focus is to make sure to get the high-quality perks as much as, you know, other large companies are receiving. So that's simply why that it's hard for small companies to do the same thing because they don't have time or resource, which any pro can do by leveraging the number of clients we have on that platform.
Great, great. So what have you seen by working with so many of your clients over the past 2.5 years? Do you see that providing perks and benefits are making their employees engaged? Or is there a, you know, fine line difference between engaged employees and happy employees?
Mm-hmm. So I think what I learned recently is that employee happiness is one of the most undervalued things in the company. A lot of companies say that, oh, we care about the, you know, employees. We provide a lot of perks to our employees. We do a lot of things to make our employees happy. But when I was talking to one of the customers, they were saying, oh, we have, you know, in-house gym in the office, and they have, like, free yoga class, free, you know, session that they can take over. And so we spent, excuse me, a lot of time and money for that. So our employees are super happy, you know, to come to office. But when I actually talked to their employees and went to the gym together, we found out that only one employee was actually using the gym. So that, like, you know, they should just instead, like, provide the fee that they are paying to the teacher, to the person, so that they can go to more classes by himself. So what's happening is that there's a huge gap between what HR is thinking and what employees are thinking. It's just because it's hard for them to understand what employees are thinking, you know, what's the thing that they can be engaged or happy. So what we make sure is we really care and listen to companies' employees directly so we can improve our product, we can improve our perks by ourselves so we can make sure that, you know, they're receiving more value and they're being more happy and engaged.
Yeah, you know, Tato, what's funny is looking back, I think 2 years ago, I know one of an organization who launched a parking lot, free parking lot as a perk, but they ended up giving that free parking lot to an employee who doesn't even own a car. So, which is really, well, funny experience from an HR point of view to not knowing what their employee really needs and provide that.
Mm-hmm.
It is really great what you have pointed out. So what are some of the challenges that you so what are some of the challenges that you are facing at this point when it
mm-hmm.
comes to convincing your clients in
mm-hmm.
In letting them know why perks and benefits are more important nowadays?
Sure. I'll start answering the first question, you know, what's like the challenge that we are facing, is that I
mm-hmm.
think a lot of companies are realizing that, you know, they need to care about their employees, you know, they need to recognize their employees, and perks are one way to make sure employees are happy. And once they launch, you know, perks to their employees, they will like immediately realize that, oh, we got to do more things because, you know, they're so happy by receiving all those perks. So now I realize that I want to do more to make them more engaged and happy to work at this company. So it, like we are now trying to make sure not only perks, but there are so many things we can do to make the employees happy. So we have to make a good priority in the company and keep launching, right? This is a new solution that you can do to make your employees happy. This is a new product you can make your employees happy. It's what we are building in-house with 50 people in San Francisco right now. So that's the kind of challenge we're facing right now, to make sure to provide good values with the right priority to make their employees happy.
Right. So how do you go about, first of all, when a client is approaching you, but how do you go about if you know their employees are happy or not? Do you and your staff spend some time in that organization, in your client organization, to find out what is the real root cause for not having happy employees?
Yeah. So there's a study that's saying that if you lose one full-time employee, that's going to cost you 1.5 times of the employee's salary because you have to hire a new one, you have to, you know, transit all the info, and you have to make sure everything is going to be fine. And especially for smaller companies, if you lose one employee in the early stage company, like, it's really, really critical for your company's, you know, success because, you know, each person is really working hard to make employees, make your company succeed. I don't think there is a day that any company can say, oh, our employees are happy enough, so we don't need anything else. Like, that's not true. Even if you have the best workplace, even if Google is losing, you know, some employees, like, on every day or every week or every month. So there are so many things we have to keep doing to make employees happy. It's very sensitive of employees' emotion. But if they don't feel like, oh, I'm not recognized by the company, and they will start looking for a job, and they will start, like, feeling checked out by the company, and they will, like, stop, like, being proactive at the company. So that's what I've seen, like, recently, that is going to make me feel more that I want to make sure that we do everything to make companies and employees happy.
So from a company point of view, while designing which perk or which benefit that is going to work for their organization, what are some of the tips that you wanted to give to our audience in making sure the perks that
mm-hmm.
the organization is going to select is going to be exciting, and
mm-hmm.
How to keep that as part of their brand, as part of their organization's culture?
Mm-hmm. So there are some solutions, or there are, like, some ways that a lot of companies are doing. But one thing I've realized is that companies that's trying to excite their employees by the reward is not making great workplace compared to companies that's making their employees happy by the company's workforce. So, for example, there are some companies that say, hey, if you hit this number, we're going to give you $50. So if you, you know, build this product by X day, then we're going to give you $100 of Starbucks gift card or something, which is great. But the reason they're excited to finish those work or hit the numbers is because to get the reward, which is a great way. But when you stop providing those rewards, and when, you know, something happens negatively at the company, they will immediately look for a company who's going to give them more reward or, like, higher, you know, incentives or money. So what we try to make sure through a product is to make sure to provide a solution that's going to make employees feel, you know, excited about the workplace. So if they provide a perk such as, you know, any perk solution, they're going to feel like, oh, company's paying for this solution because they care about me. Then regardless of the job or task or, you know, milestone, I'm going to do whatever to make, you know, our company succeed. So that's the kind of feeling that we want our company's employees to feel, instead of they feel like, oh, I want to make $50 more, so, you know, let's do extra work.
Great, great. So, Taro, let's let's give a break and let's take a reset and give a shout out to our audience, and let them know what we are talking about. Hey everyone, you are listening to Drive Through HR, and we are talking to our wonderful, wonderful guest, Taru Sukuyama. He is the founder and CEO of AnyPerks, so check out to know some of the cool perks and benefits that you can afford to make your employees happy and engaged. So, Taru, what are some of the cool perks that you are suggesting to our audience when it comes to, you know, any startup organizations can afford?
Yeah, a lot of the traditional perks we see is usually entertainment, travel, and gym membership. But one thing recently a lot of people are using is a category that's called dating. We have a lot of discounts and perks on, like, dating sites. So that's actually perceived as a great way to, you know, make the employees happy. So that's something I've been, you know, very excited to see recently.
That's interesting. So when I knew it is you that is going to be on the show, I really, really wanted to touch base with this question that I wanted to get your take on it. Because when normally when organizations go about perks and benefits, and especially low-cost perks and benefits, well, there are a lot of ideas like free food and free anything free, right? But how about a continued employment? Like, you know, people in the organization, probably the topmost people in the organization, sacrifice a part of their compensation or probably their personal compensation to keep those employees mm-hmm. who are at risk or to keep their team mm-hmm. in place so they don't have to downsize or they don't have to, you know, be on a reduced hours. So do you see that kind of a trend is going on in this, maybe at some of your clients?
I don't think so. I think companies are trying to make people who are very productive and who are excited to drive the company's success more, you know, engaged at the company. And that's where a company wants to spend more money or, you know, time. Especially, like, you know, for example, Google started the free lunch and everything to make sure engineers don't need to go outside of the lunch time so that they can keep coding and they can save time and make sure everything's happy. So those kind of continue, like, employee type of concepts is something that, you know, kind of safety for, like, pretty much everybody instead of trying to, you know, make sure productive for, like, specific people. So I think I see more trends that companies care a lot about the people who drive the engagement of the company instead of trying to make, you know, pretty much everyone in the company, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So do you see, like, we talked about the companies and we talked about employees. How about the candidates who are looking for an organization? Do you who are looking for a job? So do you think the perks will have a deciding factor when it comes to a candidate is seeking to join an organization?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Well, for example, when the candidate is comparing two organizations, let's say, and do you think that organization providing a great perks or probably cool perks and benefits will have an upper hand?
Yeah. So a lot of candidates, especially, you know, at least like any perk is saying that, hey, you know, one thing I really care about is culture. You know, one thing I care about is, you know, what's going to happen after I join. Because it's easy for them to foresee what the work is going to be and, you know, what the type of value they're going to impact to their company's success or product. But one thing they don't know by just looking, going through interviews or looking at the website is what the culture is going to look like. And if they know that company is going to care a lot about the employees, like if they know the culture they're going to belong to is some culture that they want to have fun together, is then that's they feel like, oh, this is a company that I want to, you know, work for the next 2 or 3 years in my career. And it's hard for companies to make sure the candidates perceive in that way because if companies say, oh, we care about employees, it's hard for them to believe in. But if companies say that we do care about employees, as a result, we have a lot of perks like this. You know, this is not free for company, but we know that employees are important at the company, so that's what we do for the employees. Then they will feel like, oh, they're not just, you know, talking to talk, they're just work, you know, actually walk and walk to make sure they care about employees. So that's what I see from candidates' reaction about perks and benefits.
Great. So gamification. Do you think gamification has a role when it comes to perks and benefits? Or let me put it this way. Do you see organizations are using gamification as a tool to provide interesting perks in an organization?
Yeah, I know that there are some companies who utilize gamification to make sure the employees are happy, but I personally believe companies should spend more time and resource to provide rewards, like provide something to make sure employees are excited about the company, not the rewards and not the kind of games. If employees feel like, oh, you know, I'm making extra $100 to win this game, so I'm engaged by the company, they're not engaged with the company. They're engaged with the kind of system of the game. So if there's other company that say, oh, I'm going to provide you a better, you know, game or something, then they're going to just switch the job immediately. So I think what any perk is trying to do right now is to make sure to provide a solution that the employees are going to feel engaged and excited about the company, not the rewards itself. Mm-hmm. So that's why our perks is designed for you to use on everyday life or basis, regardless of your performance.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Taru, let's say the organization, they have interesting perks, which they think they are interesting. I mean, the perks are interesting. But unfortunately, if that perk or perks and benefits don't result in employee engagement or don't result in, you know, making their employees happy, so what do you suggest to them to look at the root cause? Where did they go wrong, or how do they go about in fixing that?
Mm-hmm. So the biggest number that we always provide is that if you lose one full-time employee, it's going to cost you 1.5 times of the employee's salary. And there's another study that says that if you spend $1 on benefits or perks, that's going to bring you $11 return. It's just because the damage and, you know, downside of losing your one full-time employee is really, really high. That's why spending so much time and energy to make sure the employees have, like, such a high return. And a lot of HR thinks that we are doing enough to make our employees happy. Like, our employees are super happy to come to work every day, but there's also a fact that only 13% of employees are happy to come to work every day. So there's never a day that, you know, oh, we have done enough. If you're thinking you have done enough, that means, like, you don't care about your employees too much. So I would say talent, employees, make sure you have great people at the company should be the number one priority for your company, so that you have to make sure you have to bring the right talent, and also you have to make sure they're happy at the company.
Absolutely. So I really, really wanted to get your take on, you know, I'm an HR professional, and my basic question when I'm hiring a third party to help me out in providing a perks to my own employees, and when I'm presenting that to my own executive, the question would come to my mind would be ROI and measurement, right? Some of the metrics
mm-hmm.
that if you can provide. So how do you go about when your clients are asking, hey, how do we measure if what we are providing is making an impact?
Mm-hmm. So the biggest
so how do you
ROI
help them in?
Sure. There are two ways
yeah,
to see
ahead.
The ROI. Yeah, there are two ways to see the ROI through these perks or, you know, cares about their employees. One is a simple one, you know, how you decrease the turnover at your company, because that's going to save you time and money to hire the new person to fill out the position. The second one is more important, is that if you have engaged and excited employees at your company, that's going to simply drive your business. And there are a lot of ways to achieve that, and one is that if you have employee who is engaged about the company, they're going to interest their friends to work at the company who are, you know, your treasure that you want to keep hiring your great talent. So that's a great way for you to. Salesforce is achieving 65% of new hires is coming from employees' referral because they know that their employees are happy and their employees motivated to introduce new people to the company. And that any perk or employees, even if they're not sales, they're getting all the new clients through their friends, family, you know, all the connections to say, oh, I'm working at the great company that I love. and we're providing great solution as well. You know, let me introduce our sales team so you can make sure your companies will have great solution like this. So if you have happy employees, that's going to happen on an everyday basis. That's going to simply drive business, like, regardless of the position. But if you don't like the companies, you feel like, oh, you know, I don't like the companies. I just make money here. So I don't want to, you know, actually introduce my friends or family to, you know, this service because I know that they're going to have a bad experience. So that's the biggest difference that we see from happy employees versus, like, unhappy employees. And that's why I think there should be high ROI by having happy employees at your workplace.
Great, great. So, you are a great entrepreneur, great leader, and you have followers right there. So it's been 2.5 years right now, but it's a long journey and interesting journey. What are some of the leadership lessons you have learned along the way?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest lesson we learned is the dedication of improvement. We have value in our internal company, and that's saying one of the first thing is saying that be better than yesterday. When I started the company, I didn't know, I was from Tokyo, so I didn't know how to run a company in the U.S. I didn't know how to, you know, grow the company altogether. I didn't know raise money. I didn't know how to care about the employees. But I knew that I knew nothing about anything, so that I kept learning from all the HR leaders in the space, all the CEO leaders in the space, what should I do next, what can I improve to make sure I can be the better leader. So I think I'm confident that I'm improving much faster than, you know, all the people, so that I have a great company with like 50 people right now. So I think regardless of your position, regardless of what you're doing, always be better than yesterday, then one day you're going to be closer to be perfect.
Interesting. You guys have a great work culture right there. I've gone through your website and your social footprints. It's really inspiring to see all those smiley faces that you have right there at your organization.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great. So you are providing, I mean, your organization is providing interesting perks to other companies. So what are some of the perks that you are giving to your own employees?
Sure. One thing we do is, like, there is a big painting of one of our employees on the wall. That's about, like, one of the top sales, like, at the company. That, like, with his face and, like, dragon, like, around him on the painting. Like, I wish I could send you a picture right now. So the people, employees feel like, oh, I'm really recognized by the company because they even, like, painting of me that, you know, on the wall. So he brought his family to the company and like, oh, this is my painting on the wall. This is how much company cares about me. So those are something that I think is working really well, that if employees feel, oh, I'm recognized and cared by the company.
That is really, really cool. So, Taru, thank you so much for being here with us today and sharing your lunch time with us. I know we didn't get a time to talk to you during the pre-show, but then it is an interesting and insightful conversation, and thank you for making it more delightful. And so where can our audience can connect with you and your organization and find out more details about what you do?
Sure. If you're interested in like providing more products to your employees, you know, come to anyperk.com, and there is a way then we provide more information on how you can make the employees happy. And if you have a personal question to me, you know, feel free to email me, taro@anyperk.com, and I'm very excited to hear more about everything.
Great. So thank you so much again for being here with us. We look forward to having you again on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into Drive Through HR. We really appreciate your support. And so let's wrap up with a song that is more appropriate to how to make our employees more happy. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.